Nolte, President Joe Biden will be immediately impeached for four major scandals. By John Nolte on May 14, 2020. If Joe Biden happens to be elected president this year, he will enter office more hobbled by major scandals than any president in the history of the presidency. And there is just no question that his administration will be immediately paralyzed by impeachment proceedings. Maybe I'm missing something, but I can think of no other major presidential candidate, and certainly no other president, if he should win, who, on the day he was sworn in, would be immediately engulfed by not just one, but four, impeachable scandals. There's just no question that if Biden wins, once he takes office, his administration will be bogged down by legitimate investigations into his actual incredibly suspected wrongdoing, corruption, self-dealing, and sexual misconduct. How in the world does a President Biden intend to govern when he has these four bonfires raging around him? Credible accusation of violent sexual assault and the ongoing cover-up. Biden's former Senate staffer, Tara Reid, has credibly accused the former Delaware senator of sexually assaulting her in 1993. She has seven pieces of corroborating information to back up her allegation. And as of right now, Biden is defiantly engaging in a cover-up of his Senate papers, which are hidden away at the University of Delaware. Reid claims she filed an official complaint against Biden and was fired in retaliation. Investigative reporters believe Reid's complaint, if it exists, would be found among Biden's Senate papers. But while Biden claims he's innocent, he's also refusing to allow anyone, including someone like a trusted judge, to go through those papers. Worse still, while engaging in this cover-up, while blocking a full investigation into Reid's claim, Biden is running around claiming Reid deserves a full investigation. Tara Reid is Biden's eighth accuser. Illegal domestic spying on rival campaign. Not only is Biden lying about his knowledge of the Obama administration's role in illegally framing Trump's then National Security Advisor, Mike Flynn, for lying to the FBI, a non-crime Flynn's not even guilty of, we now know Biden was directly involved in the spying campaign, that he was one of the White House people involved in unmasking, which is nothing less than domestic spying. There is just no question that his administration will immediately be paralyzed by impeachment proceedings. Using USAID to protect his son from Ukrainian prosecutor. Rabbi Joe Biden did precisely what Democrats falsely impeached Trump over. He threatened to withhold American aid from Ukraine for reasons involving self-dealing, in this case, to protect his son Hunter Biden. You see, even though he knows nothing about the energy industry, nothing about Ukraine, and doesn't speak that country's language, Hunter Biden was still paid millions to sit on the board of Burisma Holdings, a shady Ukrainian oil and gas giant. When top Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin started to look into Burisma in 2016, then-Vice President Joe Biden threatened to withhold U.S. aid to that country unless the prosecutor was fired. The prosecutor was fired, and now Joe Biden is running around bragging about his impeachable offense. China and Hunter, Hunter and China. Then-President Barack Obama put Joe Biden in charge of two countries, Ukraine and China. And in both cases, Hunter was sent in to rape those countries. I've explained Ukraine above. Courtesy of Peter Schweitzer, author of Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, president of the Government Accountability Institute, and senior contributor at Breitbart News, here's what Joe and Hunter did in China. In December of 2013, Vice President Joe Biden flies to Asia for a trip, and the centerpiece for that trip is a visit to Beijing, China. To put this into context, in 2013, the Chinese have just exerted air rights over the South Pacific, the South China Sea. They basically have said, if you want to fly in this area, you have to get Chinese approval. We are claiming sovereignty over this territory. Highly controversial in Japan, in the Philippines, and in other countries. Joe Biden is supposed to be going there to confront the Chinese. Well, he gets widely criticized on that trip for going soft on China. So basically, no challenging them, and Japan and other countries are quite upset about this. Well, I think the reason he goes soft on China is because with him on that trip, flying on Air Force Two, is his son Hunter Biden. And 10 days after they returned from China, Hunter Biden, who is this small firm, he has no background in private equity. He has no background in Chinese finance, gets a whopping $1.5 billion deal from the Chinese government. This is the Chinese government giving Joe Biden and A. John Kerry confidant the management over this money. And they made huge fees off of this money, and it's an example of this kind of corruption. That's the first of three major deals that the Chinese government does with people who are either the children, that is the sons, or close aides to Vice President Biden or Secretary of State John Kerry. As of a few weeks ago, Biden's sons still own 10% of the Chinese company Bohai Harvest RST, BHR, an investment firm he co-founded with funding from the Bank of China. And the Bank of China is the Chinese government. The same Chinese government behind the deaths of some 85,000 Americans from the coronavirus. The same Chinese government Joe Biden continues to defend and protect. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.